This is the Composer's Datebook for January 8th. I'm John Zek. Today we celebrate the birthday of composer Jaromír Weinberger, who was born in Prague in 1896. Weinberger achieved international success in 1928 with the premiere in Prague of his comic opera Schwanda the Bagpiper. Weinberger's new work quickly became the most widely known Czech opera after Smetana's Bartered Bride. Like Smetana's 19th century classic, Schwanda is filled with tunes and traditions from Czech folklore. Schwanda has been staged thousands of times around the world and translated into more than 20 languages. Its score showcases Weinberger's gifts for brilliant orchestrations and fluent counterpoint. In fact, two orchestral excerpts, its Act I Polka and Act II Fugue, became popular concert showpieces. For the composer of such happy, life-affirming music, the story of Weinberger's career after Schwanda's premiere is a sad one. Although Schwanda's success led to other opera commissions, none of these proved successful, and the rise of the Nazis forced Weinberger from his homeland. He fled first to Paris, and then to New York. Weinberger tried to adapt to his new home, composing a Lincoln Symphony, a set of variations on Under the Spreading Chestnut Tree, and he even became a naturalized American citizen. But despondent over what he perceived as his failure to achieve anything like his pre-war successes in Europe, Weinberger committed suicide in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the summer of 1967. For more on tragedies and triumphs in the lives of composers, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at tryancestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.